A priest went to a family's home for the first time, and they asked him to pray before the meal, which he did, a short little prayer. And little Johnny was rather happy with that short prayer, and he said, "Father, you don't pray so long when you're hungry, do you? So invite me to your house, and I won't have a long prayer. It'll be a short prayer before the meal." Today is Good Shepherd Sunday and World Day of Prayer for Vocations, and we in the Diocese of Lafayette have been very blessed with vocations. Next year, for the 100th anniversary of the diocese, 2018, we have possibly 7 men who will be ordained priests. And one of those will be seminarian Ben Peet, who's going to be with us this summer. This year, we have 4 men, which is our usual average, being ordained each year. One of them being Deacon Matt Hebert, who was with us last summer. You'll remember him. He got to preach a lot. And another person in that group is Rene Pellissier, who is a deacon right now and was here for the summer of 2012, if you can remember. Him is kind of an unforgettable person, great guy. And his brother is going to be ordained a priest the year after him in that 100th anniversary group. And his brother was at Queen Parish in 2013. And we can halfway claim these two brothers because their mother is a native of this parish, Sacred Heart Parish, graduate of Sacred Heart School, Beth Laverne. Her mother was a Sylvester, so they're related to Father Verbus Lafleur and Renee, who's going to be a military chaplain. It was very happy to hear that we have the chalice here. He said, "Could you bring it for my first Mass at St. Mary's in Lafayette?" So we can halfway claim those two vocations. And the other neat thing is that those two Pellissier brothers grew up 2 streets away from where my brother and I grew up. You know, my brother's a priest too. So within 2 streets, 3 streets you could say, 4 vocations to the priesthood from St. Mary Parish, originally from Fatima Parish. We were carved out of them. And in addition, Renee will be ordained on my anniversary of ordination, June the 10th. So all sorts of neat connections there. Also, just in the last few weeks, Francesca Dupre, daughter of Scott and Tina Dupre, has entered the community of Jesus Christ Crucified, and she was a parishioner here before. So, and her parents are still here. So what a great blessing, all of these various vocations that we have. And all of our readings were about the Good Shepherd in one way or another. John chapter 10, where Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd." And here, this particular passage quotes Jesus saying, "I am the gate, and you have to go in and out through me." And that was a very real thing, that shepherds, when they would bring their sheep out into the fields, away from the home area, usually during the summertime, they would go up into the hilly higher areas. And they even would put different flocks together. Different shepherds put their flocks together. They build a temporary hedge around them, and they didn't have a gate. So the shepherds themselves would sleep as the gate in that little opening area. So a wolf would have to go over them, or a sheep would have to get out over them. They were there to pacify the sheep. And so when Jesus says, "I am the gate," I think he's saying not only do we have to go in and out through him, but we have to go through his body, his very body that he offered up on the cross and was raised up gloriously that we celebrate throughout the Easter season in the Holy Eucharist that we receive. We have to go in and out through Jesus' body itself, his body, his blood, his soul, and his divinity. And in the morning when those shepherds would call their sheep, the sheep are attuned to the voice of their particular shepherd. They will not go to the wrong shepherd. Just like you parents know the cry of your children, and even when they're babies, you think a baby's cry is just kind of generic, but mother knows that voice of her baby, distinguished from another, right? So we are to be attuned to the voice of Jesus through daily prayer, right? You're not going to hear Jesus speaking through your ears, more than likely, but in your heart. Through peace, through love, through forgiveness, mercy, all of these ways you will understand the voice of the Lord. Certainly through Scripture, he speaks loudly and clearly to us as we have today. And Jesus said, "I want to give you abundant life," right? The devil comes to steal our life from us and give us counterfeit kinds of joys. But Jesus gives us true joy, the things that last, the things that give life to our souls and that lead ultimately to eternal life, right? That is the true life in the Spirit that Jesus wants to give to each and every one of us, the power of the Holy Spirit, each and every day. And we heard Peter preaching, right, in his letter, our second reading today. He said to the people, he said, you had gone astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the guardian of your souls, to Jesus Christ, right, our Lord. And Peter was there as the representative of Jesus, our Lord. Peter, the first pope, the first chief shepherd. Remember, Jesus said to him, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Tend my lambs. Do you love me? Tend my sheep. And made him the chief shepherd. And if you listen closely to our other readings, it shows that the preaching of the gospel leads to the sacraments. So word leads to sacrament. Just like at every Mass, we have the liturgy of the word, and then we move to the liturgy of the Eucharist, so you can have a personal experience of our Lord in the sacrament, because that's what every sacrament is, a personal touch of Jesus Christ upon your life in the power of the Holy Spirit. Every sacrament, not only individual, but it's also communal, every sacrament, because we're part of the flock. The stray sheep, Jesus brings them back to the flock. He doesn't want them off by themselves, because you can get picked off easily that way, right? When you're in the flock, in the fold, you're much safer. Strength in numbers. By yourself, easy to pick off. And that is a very real tactic of the evil one. But as Peter was preaching in Acts chapter 2, the people said, well, what do we need to do? And he says, repent of your sins and be baptized. And it says 3,000 were baptized that very day. Now I figured out if all 12 apostles were there, including Matthias taking Judas's place, if all 12 apostles were there, they each baptized 250 people. That's a lot of baptisms. We're going to have one baptism after Mass. But imagine doing 250, your arm starts to get pretty tired, right? But they were successful, though. The church was growing, just like at this last Easter vigil. There was like 150,000 people who received sacraments just in the United States. And then imagine the rest of the world. And in the psalm today, too, everybody's beloved Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd Psalm. If you've never read a book by Philip Keller entitled A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, read it. It'll transform your understanding of this particular psalm, because he was a real shepherd, and he shows that Psalm 23 is 1 year in the life of a shepherd with his sheep. They start in the lowlands during the winter. Summertimes, they go up to the high tables, they call them, and feed them there, and then back down for the next winter. And so this would be King David, right, who was writing this psalm, who was a shepherd himself. But I wanted to say that it speaks about the three sacraments of initiation in there. It says, he leads us by the restful waters, right? And shepherds have to take their sheep to good water. Jesus takes us to the restful waters of baptism. Secondly, he says, you anoint my head with oil. And that's a real thing, that shepherds anoint the snout of the sheep at a certain time of the year to keep the parasites from getting in there and driving them crazy. And so we are anointed, not only first at our baptism, but also at our confirmation, which we're going to have ours at 2:00 today. We got rained out Wednesday night. Bishop Jarrell is actually coming. And they are going to be anointed, the 11th graders, with holy oil, the chrism oil, on their foreheads, all right, to keep the parasites out, to keep the devil out, to keep the Holy Spirit in and his gifts and his power in their lives. He has done that for us. And then it said, you spread the table before me, my cup overflows. And so the shepherds do that, the fields, they call it a table. They put salt in there and they prepare the table for the sheep and whatever they need. And they are truly blessed to graze on those lands. And so we have the sacrament of Holy Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord. Here's the table that Jesus invites us to, his very life that he feeds us so that we can have abundant life. Amen. I'm going to cut the homily short today because we have another little exercise. This is commitment weekend for our capital campaign. And we've been approaching people through mail and through personal visits for some and during Mass. And here we're going to try to hit everybody at one time. And you know that our purpose for our capital campaign is to help the interior renovation of our church, which we're going to have our bidding coming up, I think it's May 22nd. So we hope to start in June. New paint job, new ceiling, new hanging lights, new AC heater system, and it's going to really be a beautiful transformation. And so that's our case element. The diocese, for their part, will be using the money to educate our seminarians, future priests, our retired priests, our students in the public colleges so that they can have Catholic campus ministries there, and for the social services. So I have to admit, when I heard that our goal was $440,000, I said, we ain't going to make it. I was a pessimist, all right? $440,000 seemed like a whole lot. But with only 115 families donating so far, we've already raised $486,000. So we keep 30% up to the goal, and after that, $440,000, we get 50% of the proceeds. So we're at 110% of our goal right now. Congratulations to everybody working and praying together. The average gift has been $70 per month, or $4,200 over a five-year period. You can do it over a five-year period. So today we have in the insides of the pews commitment cards and pins. So I want every family to take one. Even if you already made a pledge, you have something to sign on there. So please go to the middle of the pews. If you're just one little family, move over. Grab your commitment cards and pins and pass those down to the other people in your pews. Everybody has to do this. If you're from another parish, please put that on top. Our Lady Queen of All Saints, put that on the top. Otherwise, we'll assume you are from Sacred Heart Church. I already filled out my card. I'm donating to Sacred Heart, St. Joseph, and Bel Air Cove, so I had to split it three ways. Every family should have a card and a pin. One card and one pin per family. I'm going to walk you through this, even if you already made a pledge. Please put your name right there in the middle. Please put your name. And then your address. We can use that as a way of double-checking our database, city, state, zip code, phone number, email, and your signature. And then there are five boxes below that. Please check off just one. The first one says, yes, I would like to make my gift today. That means you haven't had a chance to make your gift and you want to make it today. Check that one off. The second one says, amen, I already made my gift. So you can check that off if that's your case. The third one says, I'm so blessed, I would like to increase my gift to this amount. You won the Kentucky Derby last night? All right, then give me 10%. All right. The next one says, praying, I would like for some volunteer to call me. You got questions before you want to make a commitment? Then go ahead, check that one. The fifth one says, I will pray for the success of the campaign. I just can't make a commitment right now. That's fine. We appreciate your prayer. Prayer has gotten us very far along. Then on the right side, it says you want to make your pledge by either check or credit card or stock, one of the three. And then on the right side, you can say how often you want it to be. You'll be reminded, actually, from the diocese. You want it monthly, quarterly, annually, however you want to do it. And then the start date underneath that. Start it today, you can start it next year. Not doing too good, you lost your job, want to delay it. Start it next year, whatever. Then on the far left side, it gives you some suggestions on how much you might want to give and what the total pledge would be like. For example, if you gave $200 per month for 5 years, that would be a $12,000 total pledge. We got a $50,000 total pledge, is our biggest one so far. I think we've got a 25, a couple of 20s, 18s, 15s, 10s, 12s. It's all the way down to somebody gave $1. Hey, the widows might, all they could afford, that's fine. $150 per month for 5 years would be $9,000 total pledge. $100 per month, 5 years, is a $6,000 total pledge. $50 per month over 5 years, $3,000 total pledge. $30 per month, which is $1 a day, is for 5 years, it adds up, $1,800. Or you want to do something else below that, then you can put that one. On the backside, it gives you some examples of quarterly, annually, and that kind of thing, what the pledge would look like. This is over and above, obviously, our donation to the church, our regular collections, right? This is over and above that for this particular capital campaign celebrating the 100th anniversary of our diocese. We appreciate everything that you have done already so far. Is everybody finished? Is anybody not finished filling it out? All right. Ushers, if you would please stand up and grab your baskets and pick up just those cards that have been filled out. The other ones, y'all can put them in the insides of the pews that have not been filled out with the pins, and we'll use them at the next Mass. I might have to do this at the confirmation Mass in front of Bishop Jarrell. He started it, so it shouldn't matter to him. But we're going to pick up just the ones that have been filled out at this time. And while those ushers are doing that, we're going to profess the creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker.